Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 1st of September, 2021. We made it, everybody. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. What am I doing here?
We'll find out together.
I'm here.
It'll be a journey.
Cool. I'm here. You're here. I have a mic.
Let's do what we always do. We're just going to record it this time and talk about stuff that's on TV. We have a frequent topic of conversation between you and I is Jon Stewart. And we have two gifts from the forthcoming Jon Stewart program, I guess we'll say. Number one, we got a new trailer, which I thought was hilarious.
Yes.
And we got a date.
Yes, so the new trailer, you can see it, I've embedded it over at themacobserver.com, is funny. It's not quite as good as the spaceship
trailer. The spaceship trailer? Yes.
Let's just call it that. Yeah. And not go into too more details, but it's very good, the spaceship trailer.
Yes.
This one is more to the point, but it's funny and it's very good, and yes, it's over on themacobserver.com. And the problem with Jon Stewart will be on Apple TV Plus from September 30th, so from the end of this month. Did it in very classic Apple fashion. At first we got told it would be released in September, and then we got told it would be basically the last day of September.
Very so Apple move. That's
strong Apple move, but there we go, it's on its way, and that will be very nice. And I'm looking forward to watching that.
That is the name of the program, The Problem with Jon Stewart. So we're not complaining about him in any fashion. That's just what the show is called. Well, I guess we got a bonus third thing from this, aside from an amusing new trailer, which I very, very much enjoyed. Again, not as much as the spaceship trailer, which if you are currently working in an office, do not look that up while you are in the office. Because not just for the audio. I'll just leave it there. But we also got a third thing, which was, yes, there will also be a podcast, I think is what it said at the at the end of the title card. So, and I don't remember that before.
We did know that there was going to be a collaboration podcast. We've kind of got a little, it's basically going to be a for extension of the conversations that they have on the show.
Okay. It's so I think they called it the web segment on The Daily Show. Where when he would interview somebody and they would, you know, if you want to see the rest of it, you can see it on our website and you would go there and look.
Kind of vibe. Yeah. So I think it's just going to be a little way of expanding the conversations, offering more content. We'd assume there was going to be a podcast, and we did actually know about it. It had been talked about before.
Yeah.
So, but it's all there. Confirmed.
It's been a long time, so I forgot, I guess.
No, it's there. It's confirmed. We've got Brindy Adhikari as the showrunner. There's people that have worked with Jon Stewart a long time on it. Mm-hmm. Chelsea DeVance is the head writer, and so on and so forth. So, there's all the people are there. I'm really looking forward to this. I love The Daily Show. We used to get it here in the UK, so I'm very pleased that it's back.
Oh, me too.
Jon Stewart is back in my life.
Yeah.
And that's good.
I know a few times lately, it would have been really nice if I'd had him to sort of listen to at the end of that day and kind of talk through whatever it was that just happened. That's definitely a hole that's been in my life as well. So I'm really glad to see him returning.
Yeah, just to be clear, that's not going to be the vibe of this show.
No, it's not.
It's a weekly thing, and they're going to pick. It's all there is going to be an audience, but it's like preset topics, pre-recorded. It's not. It's going to be topical, but not quite as timely.
Lightly topical, a little more This Week Tonight than Daily Show
kind
probably.
Of vibe. Yeah. Like it's not going to be. It's not. It's not going to be this.
Here's the news of today. It's not that.
We're on the minute. It's a broader looking perspective on things.
And I always appreciated his interviews because I always liked that he was asking questions that not everyone was liking, was asking of those people. And so it was always nice to see. And so I'm looking forward to it. Another one I'm looking forward to is another date that we got recently, and that is for the Todd Haynes, everyone I know that's talking about this is, I don't even remember what it's called anymore, but it's the Todd Haynes Velvet Underground movie.
I think it's actually just called, at the moment, I think it's just called The Velvet Underground. But okay, that's going to be out a couple of weeks after Jon Stewart. That's October 15th. We've got, there's an official trailer out. We've got the release date. So October 15th for that.
And if you were like me and cannot remember why Todd Haynes sounds familiar or don't quite get why everyone's so excited about it, Todd Haynes is a filmmaker who's been at it for a long time. He made a movie called Velvet Goldmine, for people who might remember that, which starred Ewan McGregor, I think.
Oh, goodness, I've seen what you've just done, Kelly. You are such a pro.
And it also he also made a movie called I'm Not There that was about Bob Dylan. And it was the one where a whole bunch of different people played Bob Dylan. And I believe one of those people was like Tilda Swinton. And it was,
it's a whole thing.
It was a whole thing. And like, you may have heard a lot about that movie as well. So he makes some very interesting films. And so him making this documentary about the Velvet Underground looks like it's going to be really interesting because he has a very distinct point of view that you can always kind of see on everything. And so I'm looking forward to that. So another thing that you're here to talk about is Apple, in its never ending quest for a library, has done a couple of things that we're going to talk about. And the first is picking up some films.
Yeah, there's a couple of films, and this is why you're such a pro, because one of them has Ewan McGregor in it. So you just set that up, didn't you? It's called Raymond and Ray. We found out that Apple had picked up the rights to that film over back on Monday. Mm-hmm. Alongside Ewan McGregor is Ethan Hawke in that film. They play half brothers, Raymond, which is Ewan McGregor, and Ray, Ethan Hawke. And they've got a terrible father, but they keep their sense of humor and use his funeral to reinvent themselves, basically. So that's going to be fun. And I won't tell the story on air about the time Ewan McGregor came to my school. Not because he did anything wrong. He was fabulous and a delight. But it was poor Ewan McGregor in a school of teenage girls.
Yeah, I do feel a little bad for Ewan McGregor in that moment. But I think it's going to be interesting. We have another thing that Apple...
Yeah, this is quite a fun one.
The other thing I'm thinking of is the announcement, and I'm probably going to need your help with this, because I want to say it was yesterday, the James Bond information...
We've got the James Bond, that was yesterday, but we've also got, we'll come to James Bond in a minute because I'm excited about that.
Yes.
But, just as a quick PSA, while we're talking about films that Apple has picked up.
Yes.
Apple has also picked up a movie called Ghosted, which, you know, cool new movie by itself is interesting, but more fun, which I think you'll appreciate this, Kelly.
Yes.
Is that it has two of your favourite people from the Marvel universe on it.
Oh,
yes, it has Scarlett Johansson and Chris Evans, so really fun for all the family.
Yes.
And so they're going to star in that. It's from the people behind Rocket Man and the people who wrote the Deadpool script.
Yes. Okay.
So it's working for you, I think.
Yeah, someone sat down and created a movie in a lab to make Kelly happy, and here it is.
Yeah, yeah.
We took the people that wrote Deadpool and put Captain America and Black Widow in it. You're going to love it. That's probably true.
Yeah, here you go, Kelly. Yeah. So that was nice of them. I thought that was nice they did that for you.
Thank you, Apple. So that one's cool.
It's quite interesting to see the kind of Marvel universe, Marvel people come from Disney Plus world to Apple world.
Expand out to a different channel. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Before we move to our next topic, I'd like to take a minute to talk to you about our sponsor today. It's SimpliSafe. Now, SimpliSafe's founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system in their kitchen after friends had their home broken into. They were trying to make a system that was simple to set up and use, and they've now been doing that for more than 15 years. If you've ever tried to get or set up a security system, and I have, I can tell you, it gets complicated, overwhelming, and expensive really fast. SimpliSafe has a passion for protection that shows in all of their products. Trained experts are ready to take your call, whether it's setting up the system or getting things running how you want them, or if it's an actual emergency. Now, my listeners can save 20% on a SimpliSafe system and get the first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring service. Just go to SimpliSafe.com/TDO. Customize the system to protect your home and family. It only takes a couple of minutes. I've tried it. That's SimpliSafe.com/TDO, SimpliSafe.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today. We have another one that I think is very interesting, which is a thing that I think you and I probably talked about on Media Plus at one point, because this is a stance I've had for a long time, which is if Apple TV Plus really wants to get people's attention, what they will do is snap up the streaming rights to the Bond library, which is not what happened. But they do have something interesting coming on the horizon as a because there's new Bond coming. So
there is a... Because we finally got the latest Bond movie, apparently it's coming out in a few weeks, isn't it? Eventually, finally.
Yes.
The final Daniel Craig one, No Time to Die.
Mm-hmm.
There's a retrospective that's coming to Apple TV. Now, my reading of this is that it's not Apple TV Plus, but it is a rental via the Apple TV app.
Okay.
Because it's good how Apple differentiates the different services and devices so we know exactly what we're talking about.
Yes.
Helpful. But it is going to be available. It's called Being James Bond. It's Daniel Craig reflecting on 15 years as James Bond before No Time to Die is finally released. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in 30 countries from September 7th for a month.
Okay.
So September 7th through October 7th. It's going to be free, but it's a rental. It's not going to be like, as I understand it, Apple TV Plus stuff that stays in the library.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to have him talking to the producers. It's going to have some new archival footage that we've never seen before. And it's made by MGM. So I think this kind of proves your point of view that Apple really should have just bitten the bullet.
They should have just snapped it up and been done. So
he said it looks like it's going to Amazon. All those rights are going to Amazon.
Yeah, I think it is. Or at least that's what I've seen. I think
Amazon looks to be buying MGM.
The latest I think we have on the film release for No Time to Die is October. I want to say it's either October 1st or October 8th. Was the last thing that I saw. We also got a new trailer for that. For people like Kelly who are interested in that sort of thing, you can find another trailer. It's pretty exciting looking, to be honest. We've got like way more action in this than I think we've seen in a Bond movie in a while, so it's gonna be fun.
I have a feeling that No Time to Die is going to be my return to the cinema. I've got a feeling. I'm quite up for that.
I'm
quite fancy a bit of James Bond in the cinema, so we'll see.
Fingers crossed. So yeah,
I'm quite up for that.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it too. I'm hoping to get to see it in a theater as well. That'll be fun. So he's said, Daniel Craig has said this is going to be his last Bond movie, so I imagine he's going to want to go out on a high note, so I'm very much looking forward to it. Interesting
clip in the trailer. There's quite a fun clip in the trailer for Being James Bond, in which he talks about turning up to his first kind of personal training session to become Bond. And he apparently turned up with like a roll-up cigarette and a sandwich or something. And the trainer was like, come on. Let's sort this out.
Lesson one. Yeah. All right. Looking forward to all of that. I think it's going to be a good time.
Mm.
So yeah, we'll find out. And I look forward to your review from the cinema if you manage to get to go there. Fingers crossed, like I said. We have one more to talk about, and there's an interesting thing about this, which is a thing that's already available. So we've talked about stuff that's coming, and this is a thing that's available now, but how you watch it depends on where you are.
Right. So Apple and the BBC, we reported on this when it first was announced, but Apple and the BBC collaborated on a 90-minute documentary called 9/11 Inside the President's War Room. Obviously, it's marking 20 years since the 9/11 terror attacks. And it basically tells us 12 hours of 12 hours in the White House from the view of the presidency, the immediate aftermath of those attacks. Mm-hmm. I think it's got all, we discussed it at the time, it's got all the people that you would want to hear from appear in this documentary.
Okay.
And it's narrated by Jeff Daniels.
Wow. All right.
Exactly. So really the right people, fascinating people in it, mm-hmm. and wonderful narrator, directed by Adam Wishart. And it was a collaboration, as I say, between Apple and the BBC. It was broadcast on BBC One, which is the main, you know, primetime channel, mm-hmm. Here in the UK last night. Mm-hmm. And for you, it's on Apple TV Plus today.
Yes. But for you...
And in lots of other countries in the world, that is also true. But for me, it is not. For me, at the moment, it is on via the BBC iPlayers. So there's a link to that on the Mac Observer's website as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not on my Apple TV Plus app on the subscription at the moment, which is interesting. It's interesting because you and I, we discussed this often, we could not think of another example of Apple produced content, you know, content that Apple has been produced and making happen, mm-hmm. being available in different countries. The thing about Apple TV Plus has always been the consistency across the world. It owns all the rights to everything. That's why it makes its own stuff. It's all original. It can show
it's
everywhere.
The same everywhere. So you and I can watch the same show, even though you're in a different country than I am. Right. And like, you know, with Netflix or other things, like maybe it's available to you, but maybe it's not even available right. to you at all, even if it's, you know, not through, you know, maybe I watch it on Netflix and you watch it on something else, but
yeah,
in some cases it's well. Not even at all. So yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we've had all variations on that theme, and Apple has basically completely avoided this. The only one I could think of, which is not a direct comparison, there's some sports and extra subscriptions, isn't there, that you can get in the US. You can kind of tag on to mm-hmm. your Apple TV Plus subscription, but which don't apply in the UK. But yeah. Basically everything, pure Apple TV Plus content is always available, but this is not. It is going to be released in the UK via Apple TV Plus, as I understand it, at some point. We do not have a date for that yet. But in right. lots of other countries, if you have a look, it will be in your Apple TV Plus today.
Yeah. So, and that's part of why it was interesting.
I saw lots of people talking about this, and apparently it's very good. So I'm going to definitely give it a watch.
And it's also, I think it's the first time they've partnered with a broadcast company. Like, they've partnered with other folks who make television content and movie content to put things out, but I think this might be the first time they sort of team up with someone like BBC that is the broadcast piece of that, not just a studio. So
I can't think of one that's pretty smart. There's obviously lots of different production houses and stuff that right. Apple has worked with, but yeah, you might be right on that as well.
It's the broadcast piece that I was sort of curious about, because that was the other part I sort of didn't remember. So we will look at that. If you've watched the 9/11 Inside the President's War Room and have opinions about it that you'd like to share with us, you can do that at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us on TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave comments in the show notes. And of course, you can always check out Charlotte's podcast on the Mac Observer, which is called Media Plus. And you can always listen to interesting things over there, regardless of the day. It's always an interesting episode. And then sometimes I'm also there. So full disclosure. So Charlotte, as always, thanks so much for coming by to talk to me.
Thanks for having me back. Yeah.
Of course. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.